Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. It is fitting on a day when our texts remind us of death that we have a baptism. For baptism includes all of this life and indeed goes on into the next life. Baptism symbolizes that death and resurrection that happens in us. It's actually happened now to Matthias as well. Today's gospel lesson is appointed to teach us about God's grace, His work, and His power in the kingdom and the reign of Christ our Lord. It is to teach us to properly praise and give thanks to Him and to gladly serve and obey Him. That this miracle of miracles, the overpowering of death itself by the simple words of Christ's mouth, "Young man, I say to you, arise." They are reported to us by the Holy Spirit that we would find comfort in the face of our last enemy, our death, the product of sin. That Christ can and indeed does help us out of this thing called death. And if that is indeed the case, if Christ indeed helps us out of this thing called death, this great enemy, this last enemy we have, then what about your everyday suffering that comes to you? That He helps there as well. For if the Lord can command death to give up, He can command over things which make us worry or fret, things that cause us anguish or pain, things which seem impossible for us to endure. When we know and when we believe this, that Jesus indeed is our true comfort and help, then we can love Him and we can thank Him for His kindness. We can gladly suffer and endure whatever He allows or whatever He sends to us. That these crosses of this life come from Christ, who has shown His care for you, that they teach you to lean upon Him, to trust in Him alone, to look to Him alone for all help and comfort. That Jesus does not want those crosses to ruin or destroy you, that they are there to test whether you believe in Him and have your trust firmly placed in Him or on something else. It is a defining characteristic of fallen flesh and blood to always seek help or comfort first in any number of other places than God. God, where alone we should seek our comfort. The sinful nature is so crooked and corrupt, it is always twisting us away from the only one who can truly help us, from Christ our Lord. That many times God will bear with us through this idolatry of ours, that by seeing how other helps fail us, that we might finally get around to looking to God for our help. And that during this time, much temptation will come our way from the devil. Temptation to believe things like that God has forgotten us, or worse, that God is somehow now against us. But the gospel today paints for us a picture of how Christ acts towards those in need. A widow loses her only son, and she is in great distress, not only for grief, but for what her life would be after this. That in this great distress, Christ speaks with authority over death so that we might hear it if we are listening. That this was recorded in the Scriptures in order that you would believe in Christ and learn to trust in Him for all aspects of your life, including your death. That the widow had great cause for concern, for worry, for anxiety, for despair even. She had great cause to be angry at the very God who would help her. to believe that she was cursed or forgotten by God, that the torment visible in her situation is matched by the torment in her soul or her conscience, that you know that internal struggle as well. And this is why our Lord acts without even giving her despair a chance to speak. That what she would no doubt find impossible, the Lord Himself proves all within His authority to raise someone from the dead. We confess that Jesus is God. And in our gospel lesson today, we see it. Other resurrections occurred in Scripture. You heard one in the Old Testament lesson today. But the situation was quite different in how the resurrection happened. In those Old Testament examples, there's always the petitioning of God, the praying to God, the begging of God to help. But here, Jesus just does it. He just acts. He doesn't pray for the resurrection of the young man. He just tells him, get up. That God can do that. And Jesus is God. And that this is for your comfort. That what are your struggles compared to the authority of Christ our Lord? That if relief has not come yet in all of your struggles, if the situation isn't going how you'd want it to go, bear instead with our Lord's care. Bear instead with our Lord's will and His ways until He would deliver you according to His purpose. For He has authority over time itself, and He guides and directs the days and the nights, and the Scripture says He does that for your good. And as you yourselves know, the scars in His hands, His feet, and His side are God's proof to you that He cares for you. That this is meant to help encourage you to be steadfast in your faith, standing firm against all the trials and the struggles of our days. That things are not just as they seem to our eyes, to our ears, to our experience, or to our emotions. For our Lord is at work, and His work is always for the benefit of His own children. That's what this account is meant to encourage us towards. That the widow saw death and despair. And Christ brought life by His compassionate speaking of His word of life, and then He took the new living Son and gives Him back to His mother. That no one expected that. No one woke up that morning thinking this would happen. No one in that procession of death gave a single thought to it. For the sin of Adam had reaped its fruit of death, just like so many times before. That sin had earned the wrath of God, and sin was passed to each new generation, meaning all sinners are guilty of death. That each of those people were walking closer as they processed in that death funeral procession. Each of them were also walking closer to their death as well. Just like you do each day. But yet in the face of the despair, the mourning, and the delusions and the deception that this world might offer about death, Christ offers words of authority, promise, and hope. That there is no help against death that can be found in any creature, any invention, any advancement, any therapy, anything of this creaturely life. For it is all consigned under sin unto death. But the help is to be sought in the mercy of our God Himself and in Him alone. This means seeking our help from Christ. For Christ Himself took upon Himself our flesh and our blood, our sin, and yes, what it results in, death, our death. He took that upon Himself in order to bear it away from us, to take it away from us forever. that the death of this son, the only son of the widow, belonged to Christ, who would take this to Calvary. That your death also belongs to Christ, who took it to its defeat in the blood of the cross shed by the God-man who came to rescue you and deliver you. That Christ Jesus has had compassion on you in your wretched state, your inherited sinfulness from Adam. And he's given you more in his life and his righteousness. That this gift, as you have seen it given today, was given to you in your holy baptism and is yours by your faith in him. That rather than the inborn sin and death, you are righteous and living. Not from your own work or your own efforts, but from a righteousness and a life that are foreign to you, a righteousness and life that come to you from outside of you, the life and righteousness of Christ. That this is why you are called Christians, which is a word which simply means righteous, living, and blessed people, because you have this Lord and you partake of him through faith in his word and his sacrament. That he is the slayer of all sin and the destroyer of all death by his own strength and power. That death had no claim when it tried to take life from him. And he was raised by the glory of the Father as the true Holy One of God. And after this victory, he appointed to his glorious kingdom the Christian church, which he richly and daily by his Spirit forgives sins. That he always blots them out of existence. And on the last day then, death itself will receive the same treatment, to be blotted out. Where was the widow's comfort found that day? Who had compassion on her? Who restored life and hope to her? Christ Jesus did. So therefore, where is your comfort to be found? Who is having compassion on you? Who has given you life, blessed you with forgiveness, and promised you the resurrection of the dead? Who has baptized you? And who has let you now by faith have righteousness and eternal life, even in this life? Who will bring the fulfillment of all this? Who will bring this to pass in time as time itself ends? Giving you full righteousness and holiness and eternal life in both body and in soul. You know who. And from this text you are reminded of him and of these great promises. That Christ Jesus is your righteousness. Christ Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He is your resurrection and your life. He is the one who has shed his divine blood to grant once and for all forgiveness of sins. He is the one who has commanded this message of repentance and forgiveness to be proclaimed in his church. He is the one who continues his work among the same church by his Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "The hour is coming when all who lie in their graves will hear the voice of the Son of Man and they will come out." That hour is coming. A foreshadowing happened in that gospel lesson we heard today with the young man, the only son of the widow, sitting up and speaking and all the people glorifying God. That the hour is coming when death will be swallowed up forever for all of us. And on that day, the procession will be most glorious and beautiful. That all who have believed and are baptized will come forth from their graves, Christ as the head of this glorious company, this glorious procession of all those who put their trust in him. The masses of people from all nations and tribes and so forth will be translated from death into life, from all misery into eternal bliss, the wiping away of the tears to the praise of God who redeemed them. That death might be all around you, In fact, it may be at work within your body, cell by cell. But despite this, in Christ you have every victory over death. In Christ you have life. That the world will be nothing but death, and even your sinful nature will reap it. But from Christ and through Christ, there is nothing but life. For in Christ, there is the forgiveness of sins. That the more you see misery and death around you and even taking place within you, take heart and put your faith in Christ and find more comfort and life than the world or you yourself could ever provide for you. That God, that is Jesus, has visited his people today for you, that you would have comfort and life in the face of all despair and death. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please rise. Now the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We join in singing the offertory.